So last but not least at all, we have Christopher Burt here with us, who is going to talk to us about, here you are. This is for you. About who is going to pay for attorney's fees. So a little bit about Christopher. He was a Texas Super Lawyers Rising Star. There you go. I'm going to get it out. It's only 4 o'clock, y'all. It's okay. U.S. News and World Report Best Lawyer for Litigation on Trust and Estates. Houstonia Magazine's Top Lawyer in 2019. Went to South Texas College of Law, where he was in the National Order of the Barristers. So welcome.
Thank you.
And I will turn it over to you.
Thank you. So thank you so much for having me. It's my first time to speak at this conference, and so I think they give you the unenviable position of talking at 4 o'clock on a Friday. It's probably part of the hazing that UT does, but I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad that you've stayed, and I think this talk is very important because there's nothing more near and dear to most of our hearts than getting paid, right? And so this paper really was to talk about that situation that we don't like to find ourselves in, but that we ultimately do sometimes. And that's who's going to pay the attorney's fees when you're in litigation. Had I had a bigger budget, you know, we have a deep-voiced narrator in the beginning. There's always been trustees and beneficiaries, right? And we've got them pitted against each other always. And by the time you get to me, you've already got a problem, right? So I specialize in fiduciary litigation. And so this circumstance with the V in between is something that we always see. And so when you get into that litigation, there's all, as you all know, litigation is expensive. And there's a cost that's associated with moving forward that litigation. But the landscape for trustees and for beneficiaries looks very, very, very different. And so the paper you'll see is kind of broken up into two pieces. Looking at first the trustees' fees and how those are going to be paid during and at the end of litigation, and then on the backside, the attorney's fees for the beneficiaries during and at the end of litigation. I will say that this is a really interesting area of the law. If you're ever bored, these cases are very, very interesting. I've got some in the paper that I'm going to talk about today, but I would encourage you to look at some of them. They're at least, you know, an interesting read. But starting at the very top, the trustee's attorney's fees. So when you represent the trustee in the litigation, how are your attorney's fees going to be paid? Well, the good thing about the trustee's fees is that there's guidance directly from the Texas Property Code. So we know in Texas Property Code section 113.018, the trustee has the right, the unequivocal right, to hire professionals to assist with the administration of the trust. This includes lawyers and accountants. And the catchphrase here is it has to be reasonably necessary for the administration of the trust. And we love those words, like reasonably, you know, all those good buzzwords that have no real definition. So the great thing is there's a ton of litigation about what that actually means, and we're going to see some examples of that in a second. But the property code continues, and in section 114.063, it says that a trustee can discharge, reimburse himself from principal or income, or from both, for advances made for the convenience, benefit, or protection of the trust, meaning if the trustee ends up paying individually for taxes, he could get that reimbursed. The important one is number two, the expenses incurred while administering or protecting the trust, or because of the trustee's holding or owning any of the trust property. So it's in this expenses incurred while administering and protecting that a lot of the case law kind of sits itself. Because when you're engaged in litigation, let's say you're trying to recover, as I'm working with some of the people that are here, to like recover real estate that should be within the trust, that somebody is claiming either adverse possession to or they're trying to make a claim to, that is clearly for the benefit of the trust. And so in that instance, there is no question that the trustee can use the assets within the trust to pay for that expense. So how does this work? What's kind of the way that this all gets shaken out if you ultimately have to go to trial.